Are you a one-off attorney? Copyright 2016, Gary Bauer. This is an audio version of a blog post called Are You a One-Off Attorney? Are you a one-off attorney? This is an attorney who engages a client for the services sought and fails to understand they might have a greater source of business if they were to conduct business in a different manner. A true story. Years ago, as a sales rep, many of my dealers never really quite understood how to move tractors. I was employed by a company which produced compact diesel tractors, and I was their sales rep. The least successful dealers were the ones who felt they were selling a product, that is, compact diesel tractors. The most successful dealers understood they were really selling a service, that is, a long-term business relationship with their customers. The product-focused dealers concentrated on making a certain percentage profit on each tractor, or it simply didn't go out the door. Their accountants told them they had to make 23% to cover their overhead to stay in business. They focused almost entirely on price, and indeed, they were able to sell units and maintain their margins just as the accountant advised. The service-oriented dealers, however, concentrated on the customer and the customer's needs. Each customer was evaluated based upon their unique situation. Pricing came up only during the final negotiations. Even if the customer insisted on getting a price quote early on, the dealer would persist in discussing the features that would satisfy the customer's needs and profile and to help the customer understand the difference between value and price. These dealers often sold their tractors for less than the product-oriented dealers, but they understood that with every tractor in the field that was sold, they would sell implements to go on that tractor. The dealers would also discount the tractor and sell the implements and other services later, which benefited both the customer and the dealer. In the end, they both were benefiting. The service-oriented dealers reduced the price up front with an understanding that that dealer would make more in the long run on implements and follow-up service. In doing so, he actually gave the customers greater value by maintaining a working relationship with them. By discounting, he would capture more sales and increase his volume substantially over the product dealers who were short-sighted and only interested in short-term results. As a result, he would get volume discounts on his tractors above and beyond the normal discounts, as opposed to the dealer who didn't sell as many tractors who didn't get those volume discounts. In addition, a larger volume of customers meant that they were more numerous than the customers for the product-oriented dealers who sold fewer tractors. Those customers were more likely to tell others that the dealer gave them a real good price on the tractors and inspire more customers to be drawn to the good deal dealers. In my estate planning practice, I see very many parallels. Many of the individuals we meet have trusts or wills that are 5 years old or older. They're not returning to the attorney who drafted them as they never established a relationship with those attorneys. Instead, many of the attorneys were selling one-off products, that is, one trust and then see them out the door, and forgot about the service aspect of their practice. You can charge $2,500 or more for a living trust and send the client out the door with a perfectly competent document which meets those clients' needs right then and there. However, even if you offered the trust for $1,500 and earned less on that product, you would still make as much as the attorneys who charged more upfront if you kept them on over the life of the relationship as a client. All too often, I see clients who have been serviced and dropped after the fee was collected and the services were rendered in the first instance. The attorney never bothered to update their documents and keep them current. If you charged $1,500 up front and for 10 years charged $100 a year for an annual review, the client would get much better service for the money spent. And chances are they would come to you for much longer than 10 years if you caught them in their 50s or 60s. The only difference for you is that you have to wait longer for the income. However, once you establish an ongoing relationship with your clients, your revenue stream would be more predictable and measured over time. When a client needed more than a regular checkup for the $100 fee, you'd be justified in charging them to modify their estate planning documents to reflect changes in the law, and they would be less reluctant to come back to you fearing another $2,500 bill. At the same time, you keep them current with the law and their changed circumstances, which is a huge benefit for them compared to the clients I see crossing my door with outdated and ineffective estate plans. I hope this helps you become more profitable and more efficient in your practice as well. Thank you.